name put on the Lamb's Book of Life?
Before the foundation of the world.
When was Christ slain? 1900 years ago? No, sir.
Before the foundation of the world. The Lamb slain before the foundation of the world.
See what it's doing? It's these seals opening up.
Just begin to reveal the plan of redemption, how he did it.
It's all over now. Just about finishing up. So we're at the end time. So that's why the things are being revealed. All right. Now, our kinsman is handed a seven seal book of redemption from the original owner. The original owner, when we lost it at the Garden of Eden through Adam, it went back to the original owner, but there's been a poacher on the land, a squatter. That's Satan. He come over, he's a poacher. This earth don't belong to him. Belongs to God.
Amen.
But he's a poacher, a squatter.
Man, I could say something right now, but I better not.
It is the title deed of our redemption, this seven seal book. It's a title deed.
You wait till we get into those seals.
He breaks the seals, reveals, gives us his inheritance to his people. He gives the inheritance that he inherited becoming kinsman redeemer and freely gives it out to us.
Amen.
It all belonged to him. He was the one who redeemed, but instead of keeping it himself, he gives it back to the people.
Amen.
That's his love for us. Oh, Satan, the possessor of it, now the squatter, he don't want to give it up right quick. We find out here later on in the scriptures, I'm thinking over here in another chapter, and he didn't want to give it up right away, but he had to fight over it. But finally, when he was brought to a showdown, he was cast into the lake of fire. That's right.
Amen.
Jesus, the name Jesus in the Gospels, has four titles of son. Did you know that? Jesus has four titles as son in the gospel. One of them is the son of David. One of them is the son of Abraham. Another, the son of man. Another, the son of God. Now watch. When our kinsman redeemer becomes Jesus Christ, he becomes the son of David, which is an heir to the throne.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
He heired the throne by being a son of David.
Amen.
God told back there that he would never leave David. Never leave David without a seed. And Christ is the son of David. And he become our kinsman redeemer and waiting, getting a place ready where he can reign with us. As the son of David, he's an heir to the throne. As the son of Abraham, he's an heir to the royal grant.
Oh, Lord.
Is that right? He's an heir to the royal grant.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Palestine and all sinners.
Yes,
right. Abraham's seed. He was a son of Abraham. As a son of man, what did man lose? He lost the earth. So as a son of man, he's an heir to everything in the earth.
Amen.
All this he's got has given back to us.
Hallelujah.
That he's returning back as he was. Then as the son of God, he inherits all things.
Amen.
As the son of David, he's heir to the throne. As son of Abraham, he's heir to the royal grant. As son of man, he's heir to the earth. As son of God, he's heir to all things in heaven.
Amen. Glory.
Oh, my. That's our Redeemer, our kinsman Redeemer.